Tainus Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph is about the subject of Nesias Kapayim of the Kaihanim Duchening. We know that the Kaihanim Duchen, during Shemoneh Esrei, during Chazaras HaShatz, at the end of Birchas Modim, in Shacharis, and again in Musaf, but generally not in Mincha, although there is a difference of opinion on this halachically. There's a machlokas whether they duchen at Mincha or not. Many say that they do not duchen at Mincha because they might have drunk wine with lunch, and they're not allowed to duchen when they have drunk. Now, our Mishnah says, B'shlosha prokim bashana, on three different types of occasions, each year, ha-koihanim nosen es kapayim. The Kohanim do nesias kapayim, they raise their hands to give the bracha to the people. Arba pa'amim bayom, four times during the day. B'shachris, b'mosef, uve mincha, uve ni'ilas she'arim, and at Ne'ilah, the closing of the gates. In the Gemara, Rav says closing of the gates means closing of the Sha'arei Shamayim at the end of the Tainus. Rabbi Yochanan says it literally means the time when they close the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, which they close when the daily davening has ended. So Rav would start davening, even Ne'ilah, when the setting sun could be seen just above the trees, and he could daven very slowly, and you could finish even after nighttime. So according to Rav, you can keep Ne'ilah going after night falls. Rabbi Yochanan required that Ne'ilah had to be completed no later than the closing of the gates, which was after the lighting of the menorah, which was done before sunset. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ne'ilah had to be finished before sunset happened, and Rav said that it could be finished even after nighttime. We have the minhag that you can finish even after nighttime, despite the fact that the Gemara seems to prove from this Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan is right before the Ne'ilas Hashar. Now, what are the three occasions when the Kohanim are going to duchen like this? B'ta'anios, on fast days, because of disasters, calamities, they say Berchus Kohanim at Shacharis, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. There's no Musaf that day. Uve Ma'amados, on the Ma'amados, where the next mission will explain what those are, and it's said three times each day from Monday through Thursday. According to the Rambam, they said an extra Musaf, a version of a Musaf each day. Uviyom HaKippurim, and on Yom Kippur, they duchen four times as well. Mishnah Beis, Eluhein Ma'amados. Once we mention the Ma'amados that we were talking about at Nesias Kapayim, we explain what they are. Lefisha Emar, because the Torah says in Bamidbar, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael V'yomar Ato Aleihem, command B'nei Yisrael, and say to them, as Korban Ilach Mi, my carbon, my bread. This is the beginning of the commandment for the daily carbon tamid that is brought. And the responsibility is not just for Kohanim, but for all of Klal Yisrael. How is it possible that you could bring a person's korban and he is not present at the korban? Now, the korban tamid is a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael, so all of Klal Yisrael should have to be there for the korban tamid, but that is, of course, practically impossible to have every Jew there for every single korban tamid twice a day. And so what we do is we're going to have somebody to represent Klal Yisrael. Says Kinu Neviim HaRishonim. So the early Neviim, which the Rishonim say means Shmuel and David HaMelech, required that there should be Esrim V'Arba Mishmaros, that there should be 24 Mishmaros, 24 groups. The Kohanim and Leviim were divided into 24 groups to go to Yerushalayim, and each one gets 1 week to do all of the Karbanos at the Beis HaMikdash on a rotating basis. And there was a practice that I'll call Mishmaro Mishmar for every single one of the Mishmaros of Kohanim and Leviim, Haya Ma'amod B'Yerushalayim. There would be a Ma'amod in Yerushalayim, Shal Kohanim, Shal Leviim, Shal Yisraelim. And all three groups, Kohanim, Leviim, Yisrael, and Yisraelim, would be represented in these Ma'amodos. And the Anshei Ma'amod were going to be Yirei Sinah, people who were afraid of sin, who were tzaddikim, who would be emissaries from Klal Yisrael to stand over the Karbanos, particularly the Karbanos Tamid, which were being offered on everybody's behalf. Yezmana Mishmar Lalos, when the time came for the appropriate Mishmar to go up for its week, Kohanim Ulevim Olos Olim Yerushalayim. So the Kohanim and Leviim would go up to Yerushalayim. The Kohanim would bring the sacrifices. Leviim would sing and play musical instruments. The Yisrael Sheba Oso Mishmar Miskansin Lareim. And the Yisraelim, who were assigned as the Ma'amod for that Mishmar, would assemble in their cities. And so they wouldn't necessarily go to Yerushalayim. The members of the Ma'amod who lived in or around Yerushalayim would go to the Beis HaMikdash with the Kohanim and Leviim. But those who were far away from Yerushalayim would go to their local shul, and they would gather. And Vikarim B'Maaseh Bereishis, And they would read from the story of Bereshis. All the members of the Maimrod, whether they were in Yerushalayim or in their own cities, would read the order of Bereshis as outlined in the next Mishnah that would explain how it would go. And we would understand that this meant that the whole Bereshis, the whole creation, the whole Yetzirah exists in the merit of the Karbonis being brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One group of people, the Meiri, actually says that even all the people in the Maimon had to go to Yerushalayim. But if they were very old, then they could stay in their own cities and be Anshei Maimon instead.